Today we'll be Ezra Hashem may learn the base of Masechtas Nazir. Nazir, Naziris. A person may make a vow to become a Nazir, which would automatically forbid him from the following activities. Yayin, Tiklachas, Betuma. He may not consume wine or any grape derivatives. He may not cut his hair. And he may not become Tomei through a dead person. Stam Naziris Lamad Yayin. The minimum duration of Naziris is 30 days. Therefore, if a person makes a vow of Naziris without specifying any length of time, he becomes a Nazir for 30 days. While he cannot specify a shorter amount of days, he may, however, specify a longer amount of time. Nazir shetamei b'mes, seisa minyanei. If a Nazir becomes tamei, even by accident, he in effect forfeits all the days of Naziris observed till then. However, he must still fulfill his original obligation and keep his vow to become a Nazir. But before he can begin a new Naziris over again, he must wait 7 days, in which he is purified through Efer HaPara and Tevilah. He must cut off all his hair on the 7th day and bring 3 karbanas on the 8th day, one bird as a chatas, a second bird as an oila, and a lamb as an asham. He then starts a new count of Naziris until its completion. La'achar maloisi mei Naziris may be gimel karbanas, umutu beyayin taglachas betuma. Once he fulfills the days of his Naziris, he is required to shave off all his hair and bring 3 karbanas, a male lamb as an oila, a female lamb as a chatas, and a ram for a shlamim, and he then reverts to his original status of a non-nazir. As in Masechtas Nedarim, our Masechta begins by listing and discussing various terms that a person may use in order to effect a naziris. The Gemara discusses the structure of the Mishnah and explains why the Mishnah chose to list the various terms in that particular order. Some of the terms and concepts that are basic to this daf are kinuyin. A kinuy is when one uses an alternate or slang expression while making a neder for naziris. For example, instead of saying harini nazir, he said harini nazik. The word nazir is substituted with a similar sounding or slang version of this word. Other examples mentioned are nazik, nazir, paziach. The Mishnah teaches that this type of expression of a neder is also effective. The Gemara in the Masechtas Nedarim cites a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish as to why kinuyin are effective. As Aran over there explained, while they both agree that a kinuy is effective midday raisa, because a neder can be expressed in any language, however, they disagree as to the reason that a kinuy is considered a lashon neder. Rabbi Yochanan holds, lashon achram heim, these words are actual words in foreign languages. Rish Lakish holds, lashon shebadu lem hachachamim lias noidabai. These are made up words by the chachamim which can be used to make a vow. This is acceptable because askamas chachamim ka askamas umais. A language established by the Chacham has no less validity than any other language established by other nations. Yadois. Although in making a neder one should leketchila express himself clearly, however the Mishnah teaches that even if he makes only a partial statement, this too is considered a neder for Naziris if his intent is evident. The expression of yadois is used because it's like the yad or handle of a pot, in other words, a small part of the pot which enables one to lift the entire pot. The Mishnah will discuss what types of yadus are considered naziris.